We're going to hear about two young women now who never dreamed they'd have a chance at an elite education, but they're attending prestigious boarding schools thanks to a squash program in Hartford, Connecticut, that teaches the game to low-income kids in the city. Hartford's Capital Squash Program started in 2014, and the first recruits entered high school this month. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports.
4 years ago, the nonprofit Capital Squash started bringing neighborhood kids to the squash courts at Trinity College in Hartford.
They start off having never seen a squash court before, and by the time they've moved on, they're really competent squash players.
That's Paul Asiante. He's kind of a big deal. Asiante coaches Team USA and has led the Trinity men's squash team to a bunch of national titles. And yet...
Capital Squash is the single most important thing we do here. It is a transformative, life-altering program.
It's no secret that squash is a predominantly white sport in the U.S., a prep school sport. That's because squash courts are usually at members-only clubs or private schools where access is limited. But when someone like Julissa Mota gets a chance to play, the opportunities are huge. Julissa is a 14-year-old Mexican-American in Hartford and a top 100 player in her age bracket, according to U.S. Squash. In eighth grade, Julissa was heavily recruited by top boarding schools in the country.
I didn't think I would be even able to be a candidate for these type of schools.
Julissa was a fifth grader at a Hartford neighborhood school when she first heard about the sport. The executive director of this new program had stopped by Julissa's class. She told the kids that squash could be their ticket to college.
Then she said, "Guess how much this cost?" I still remember this. And then I thought it was, I had to pay something, so I was like, oh, never mind. And then I kind of fell back. And then she said, "Nothing. It costs nothing."
Capital Squash recruited Ku Pa from the same Hartford school in fifth grade. Ku is 15 now and a refugee from Thailand. When she first heard about squash,
I thought it was like racquetball, but it was completely different. I'm not really sure how to describe it, but once you get in the flow, it's really fun. It's really hard to stop.
Ku's mom is a factory worker, and her dad works at Dunkin' Donuts. Now Ku is at the Ethel Walker School on a scholarship, a Connecticut boarding school where tuition, room, and board costs at least $60,000 a year. As for Julissa, her top choice was Taft School.
It's a boarding school in Watertown, Connecticut. It's just a very prestigious school.
Julissa was at the Trinity Squash Courts when she found out which school she got into. Inside the mystery box was a sweatshirt from the Taft School. Julissa called her mom, who was working. Her mom cleans offices.
She said she fell on the floor. She fainted.
Taft School gave her a full ride all 4 years of high school, a scholarship package worth at least $245,000.
Sí, toda.
Before the summer was over, the girls were back at Capital Squash headquarters. Ku said she was excited about decorating her dorm and being in a new place. But she was also nervous.
Well, sometimes I feel proud of myself for coming this far. But also sometimes I have my days where I think, like, can I really live up to the expectations? Like, will I be a disappointment, like, just let everybody down? But then I try not to think about that too much and be like, they want you for a reason.
Julissa was also struggling with her own self-doubt. But she reminded herself how she got here. All that work juggling school with admissions interviews and playing in squash tournaments.
And I remember how stressed I felt and how I overcame it all. And then I get, like, boost my confidence and I say, oh, I really worked hard for this and I deserve to be here.
Capital Squash helped the girls move into their dorms. The program says it plans to follow them through high school and college, while also accepting new kids in the pipeline. For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa De La Torre in Hartford.